This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The mother of murdered 8-year-old Thomas Valva has been awarded custody of her other two sons. The Long Island boy died after his father allegedly locked him in a freezing garage. WCBS's Sophia Hall has more.
For years, Justina Zubko-Valva tells me she fought to get back the custody of her three sons. She says the system failed her.
Obviously, the judges on my case, they caused my son to die.
Father NYPD officer Michael Valva and his fiancée had full custody. The boys were living in a house of abuse in Center Moriches, police say. They were starved, hit, forced to wear diapers even though they were potty trained, and locked in the freezing cold garage overnight until 8-year-old Thomas died of hypothermia. Justina now has custody of her two sons.
The first breakfast was just heartbreaking because I saw my kids eating breakfast so fast, just completely being afraid that this is the only meal he's gonna get for the day.
The officer and his fiance are facing murder charges.
Told the judges, if you're not gonna remove my children, they're gonna die.
In a statement, Suffolk County's Social Services says the couple was investigated by CPS and they're making sure all protocols were followed. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
A body found yesterday in Old Bridge has been identified as that of Stephanie Pars, who had been missing since late October. The latest from WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
Dressed all in black, Ed Pars declared it a somber day. He says his family is devastated.
Our lives are never going to be the same. However, Stephanie is home.
Two teens walking along Route 9 in Old Bridge discovered 25-year-old Stephanie Pars' remains in the woods. Searchers have been looking for nearly 3 months.
Of course, we have to thank all of Steph's angels. A phrase we came up with, because there were so many of them. Only heaven could have brought them down.
Pars vanished the night before Halloween. Monmouth County Prosecutor Chris Grimicioni says early on they zeroed in on her ex-boyfriend, John Osbilgin.
When he committed suicide, we had searched his residence then and found a note that just reaffirmed his responsibility for her death.
The investigation continues. The Pars family plans to start a foundation to help battered women and missing people. In Freehold, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Four people were wounded in a drive-by shooting outside Bridgeport Superior Court today. Police say the victims were sitting in a car outside the courthouse when the gunfire started. Three of them tried to run into the courthouse for safety. The fourth, the driver, never got out of the car. Josh Smith works next door to the courthouse. He told News Radio WTIC what he heard and saw.
I was in the car in the parking lot, which abuts basically the courthouse area, and I heard like pop, 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 at least 9 or 10, maybe more. And then I saw a vehicle screech off down the hill.
All four victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police have arrested three suspects. Now the WCBS Exergen weather forecast, live to our chief meteorologist Craig Allen, and not bad for late January.
No, not too bad at all. It's 44. That's down one from our high today, which was 45, and that is about 5-6 degrees above average. Now, it did feel chillier because of the cloud cover a lot of the time, and we have a northwest wind that's running at around 17 miles per hour, so it feels a little bit cooler than that, but still, it's above average. Another one of those days, and 30 to 35 tonight, 20s inland. As for Tuesday and Wednesday, sun and clouds mixed, add a little more sun than we had today for both days. Temperature Tuesday, 40 to 45. Wednesday's high will be right around 40. Again now, 44, humidity 51%, and tonight's low, 30 to 35.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.